The word today is dad. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Among the greatest privileges a man can have is to be a father. Being a dad should bring out the best wisdom and behavior from a man. Christian fathers try to reflect God, our Heavenly Father's will for us. Fathers are not to frustrate their children, but build them up, encouraging them to grow in godliness. Here to share more about this fulfilling role for a man is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Dad.
As I discuss the topic of fatherhood today, I just think back over my life and how quickly things have gone. And I have been a father for 30 years. My oldest son is 30, and our youngest is 27. And I can think back to the moment when our firstborn, Michael, came into the world, and I was leaving the hospital after the delivery of our son, and my wife and the boy were fine. They were healthy, and they were going to rest, and I was going to go home for a bit. And as I was walking to the car, there was this almost physical sensation of the mantle of responsibility, the kind of cloak or garment of extra, what would you call it, need for determination and sensibility and responsibility. And it was almost physical as I thought, now I am responsible for a family. And that wasn't a bad thing. It was a good thing, as I needed to become even more mature, even more dedicated to doing good things in order to bless my wife and now my child. And I would wish that all men would feel that responsibility when they bring a child into the world. When their loved one gives birth to the child, they should feel that responsibility. There's something really wrong if a man doesn't feel that necessity and that responsibility of caring for the child that was sired by him. I would encourage men that if they don't feel that responsibility, that they repent, that they start thinking about the gravity of the situation, that they have given birth to a child, and that this child needs to have a stable influence, needs to have a father figure, needs to have someone that will do the right things and be there to support the child growing up. There is a plague of fatherlessness around the world, and men need to step up and start to own that responsibility. And in many cases, they need to grow up and start to handle their responsibilities well for the benefit of the children. Well, having said that, I do want to talk about Christian fatherhood, and this actually could be applied to anybody in any culture. There are certain things that should or shouldn't be done, and fatherhood that is done well with the right intent and motives and behaviors is critically important to bless a child. Thinking about fatherhood as a Christian, Christ is the cornerstone of the church. He has said he is the head of the body. He is the one leading us. And we look to God the Father, a loving God, a God of mercy and compassion. And he will punish at times, but he does so, he disciplines out of love for us, for our good, that we might be conformed to Jesus. You know, when men seek to be the head of the household, they're not to lord it over their family. They're not to play king and to dictate and demand and to issue unreasonable requests and demands upon their family. The man is supposed to show the following characteristics. Like God, our Heavenly Father, the father of a family is supposed to provide. He is supposed to produce work that benefits the wife and the children. He is to protect them. And part of that protection is not by inviting in instability, not by bringing in drugs or misuse of alcohol. He is not to bring in debts into the family such that it is financially destabilizing for the family. He is to be a man of perseverance and consistency. I encourage you men that you not become flighty or that you don't shift all the time, that you put your minds and bodies to work in a consistent way in order to provide security and stability for your wife and your children. The man is supposed to provide permanence. He is not supposed to be the dad and the husband or the boyfriend for a period of time. He is supposed to be there permanently. This is why marriage is so important, so that the wife and the husband can make the vows for one another and between them and God provide a stable home for the children, a permanent family. God has given fathers so many blessings. We want dads to honor God. We want dads to copy God. And we don't want dads to make the same mistakes that maybe their father made. You know, there is a degree in which we're not supposed to do like our dad did. They were sinners too, and they made mistakes. And we should honor them and show respect, but it doesn't mean that we have to do everything dad did. In fact, there could be a real danger in copying our parents if, for instance, our father was verbally abusive or physically abusive, or if he drank alcohol to excess, if he was unlawful and committed crimes. We don't want to emulate fathers like that. Sometimes doing the right thing as a dad is breaking with some of the patterns that our dad displayed for the benefit of our wife and children, of course. There's an important passage in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, and this is not the only Bible verse that talks about this topic, but it's a very straightforward kind of guidance or command to dads, to fathers. And it says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Now, what does the word exasperate mean? It means you're frustrated. Someone is doing something to bother you or to give you a hard time. And many fathers don't set out with the idea, "I'm going to give my kids a hard time," but sometimes they're too hard on their children. Let me give you an example of what an exasperated child might think, what might be running through their mind. They might feel as though they get little praise or thanks. Maybe they feel like they're overlooked when they try to do good and singled out and given all kinds of extreme punishments if they mess up, even in little ways. That would exasperate the child. Maybe they see much anger and yelling, and maybe they're the object of a lot of yelling at them. Especially exasperated would be a child whom a parent has been physically aggressive with, shoving them or knocking them down or beating them. This is inappropriate. There are appropriate times when children are very young and when the parent is calm, where they might use their hand to spank the buttocks of a child in order to teach them that there's pain associated with disobedience. But those are very controlled circumstances. Nothing like if a parent loses control and goes into a rage and starts hitting a child. There is no room for this. And I want to urge men that have made mistakes like that to repent of it. if you have difficulty controlling your anger and it turns into rage, maybe seek help. Maybe seek some counseling, someone to help you with this. There are coping mechanisms. There's ways to learn how to handle your emotions, your disappointment. Please don't take this out on your children or your wife. In fact, in Christ, a man can become made new. He can be reformed and changed, transformed, so that he'll not be a man of physical violence, but a man of love. And I hope that this gets out there to some of the men that struggle with this, that they can come and be changed and transformed to be kind and considerate. An exasperated child might feel insignificant, as though no one sees them. You know, when a child feels like that, then there can be a greater tendency for them to act out, to rebel, or to run away and all. So this is something we don't want. So there is a fine line. Well, actually, I don't know if I'd say fine line. There's, I guess, a distinction between exhorting a child and making them exasperated. Let me ask this question, dads. How hard are you on the children? Has your wife ever said to you, you know, you're very hard on the kids, or you're hard on this child? Please listen to them. Sometimes our desire and our intent for our kids to do well is so intense that it's almost like a dad bullying. And we don't want to do that because it could push the kids into that exasperation. You want to give training and instruction. I think of when you work with a tool, sometimes the instructions say you hand tighten instead of really cranking on it. And when you give instruction to your child, when you're trying to teach them, don't try to lock them down. Don't try to exert great pressure on them. Try to hand tighten, okay? Try to be lighter with them. Well, there are so many important things to learn about fatherhood. I hope this is helpful for you. God, our Heavenly Father, wishes to teach us, but He's also kind and merciful. I pray that the Lord God would grant you wisdom, especially look into Christianity if you've struggled with raising your child. May God grant you the wisdom to raise your children with love and kindness and the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.